Grievous Bodily Radio is the prototype communications net for radio users. It can run multiple radio and television programs back-to-back at a speed high enough to cause epilepsy. If you experience dizziness, muscle twitching, and convulsions, simply ask the police officers to stop using their pepper spray.
Leading as usual with a trivial pop music story instead of real news events, Newsbeat can exclusively reveal that Michael Jackson has bought himself some new skin. The pop king American billionaire put in a bid for the collection of skin that was used and worn by Anthony Hopkins in the exclusive peel-off face sequence of The Silence of the Lambs in the 1989 movie of the same name. The Trump Ipsy lover, who allegedly made friends with young inadequate boys before buying their silence, has had the skin flown to his mad ranch in a secret place. And finally, hundreds and thousands and millions of innocent bystanders were killed when an earthquake in India set fire to the entire country.
I'm a fire starter. I'm a wicked fire starter.
That's it from Newsbeat. I'm Carolyn Atkinson. I flirt with DJs.
The bestest rock album in the universe ever will rock you like a hurricane. This molten hot compilation album features the greatest guitar-based guitar rock your ears have ever been damaged by, including Hard Rock by Nuclear Bomb, Rock You All the Way Through the Night by the Night Rockers, Thumping Rock by the Rock Thumpers, Rock Explosion by Ultra Rock, Can You Taste My Rock by Rockershay, and, All Right Now by Free. But remember, you can't buy this album in the shops. It's just too hard. In fact, you can't buy it anywhere. I got the only copy, and that's the way I like it, baby. I don't want to live forever.
At 2:15 on Radio 4, there's a chance to hear me say the word.
Shite.
This will be repeated on Longwave at 6:25 p.m. on Friday, for no other reason other than to annoy the radio authority.
97.99 FM. This exclusive story just in. Meanwhile, in a controversial act of rock anarchism, pop bad boy Liam Gallagher stuck two fingers up Tory MP Julian Bosworth. Tory MP Julian Bosworth has hit out saying words like sick, twisted, and bad example. A genderless Labour spokesman welcomed the two fingers with open arms in an effort to appear hip and to curry favour with the public. Beatles frontman Gallagher refused to comment because he was busy having some sex with Patsy Kensit, whom he sensationally snorted earlier this year in a star-studded shirt. And the weather, dry, wet, but hot and screaming fire death in India and later on into Europe. And in Newsbeat Extra at 5:30, now thousands of people have been burned up in what experts are calling the worst natural disasters. On to find out what the lead singer of Kinnicky and the guitarist out of Cast think in our exclusive indie pop fire death question at 5:30. Meanwhile, I'm probably Tina Ritchie or something.
On BBC Two now, award-winning design as we have a clever new logo to show off featuring the number 2 in a mildly surprising and innovative way. Maybe it'll have sparks shooting off it, or resemble a remote-controlled yappy dog, or perhaps we'll just chuck paint at it. Not only is it instantly recognisable, but somehow it always manages to appear smug. Oh, God. Broken it.
This is Radio 4. Due to the fact that nobody really liked Nick Ross, his program Call Nick Ross was destroyed a while ago with fire. However, listeners are reminded that they can still call Nick Ross anytime by opening a window and shouting,
Nick Ross!
As loud as you can. You can also call him some names if you want to. Tit is a good one.
Today's competition question is so easy that you're bound to ring in because you haven't seen through our clever money-making scheme. The question for today is, what is an easy way for any second-rate quiz show to make loads of cash for little or no effort? Is it A,
Michael Barrymore?
B,
pocketing the easy profit from this piss-poor quiz?
Or C,
a flute?
If you think you know that the answer is B, simply dial the hotline, say B, and pay us 48 pence a minute. We'll make about 6 grand a day and give some lazy housewife 100 quid of it as a prize. Remember, the answer is
B.
And the lines are open all the way to the bank. Before calling, always ask the permission of the person who watches the bill.
Thursday's edition of The Bill will be at the earlier time of 4 o'clock. Sita Indrani, who plays WPC Dasher, is currently appearing in and around her West London home. Her telephone number is 0171 765 2104, and she should be in the bath if you ring her about now. All calls will be charged at normal BT rates.
British Broadcasting Corporation.
This is Radio 1.
Yeah, mixing it up on the ones and twos, we're down flexing with the lead singer of Britpop band Dump, Tristan Shout. Tristan, respect.
Hello.
You've just dropped the new joint, and it's not only the bomb, it's the biggity-biggity bomb. Respect you, you come correct, G, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, sort of.
Kick in, so break it down for the massive. Shout going out.
What?
So, it's the living lick.
what's the living lick?
Massive, respect my selector.
Look, I
don't... Low flavour. Yo flavour on flavour.
Can we talk about the band?
Yeah, we're up there. This is how we do it for real. We represent.
Uh-huh. Well, there's Nick on bass, Luke on keys, Luke's dad on drums.
Same guy.
Yeah, me on boxing guitar and Alan on Indian alto wazoo bell.
For real. Rocking the spot, hanging on a skunk tip, hold tight for the rewind, massive fisting. Jamming it up, Charles Subsonic, Hedgehog, Boom Shanker, crank it massive. Spongo tip, yabby, manomanum, da-da-da-da-da. Illing it up in the dub mix, ragga-dub styley, making it back. Get our style. So let's check it out. This is Dump and Daydreamer. Well, Tristan, I think that went exceptionally well. Tell me, how is your dear father?
And now on Radio 4. Sue McGregor is spoken to by a mucky old man.
Representatives of the tour operators deal with the are getting in touch with the Spanish tour
operators. Look at these. Look at these. This will put a smile on
the International Federation of Tour Operators. Mr. Bradenbury, what sort of reassurances do you
need
to receive from
them? Shout FM with the best music mix. Playing more hits back to back to back to back to back. Then more hot hits back to back. Then even more of the hottest hot hits back to back to back. But first, some traffic.
And in Upper Felching, there's some temporary traffic lights at the junction where tractors go and some sheep are. Understandably causing a few problems of distress there, and so drivers are advised. Traffic courtesy at the ILR Travel Unit.
Thanks for that, Cass. What are you doing this weekend?
Thought I'd go to the Shout FM Summer Weekend Boot Fair Family Fun Day at Goodie Bag Giveaway Roadshow at Sing Farm near Bunk. Are you going, Neil?
Oh, yeah, sounds great. I'll be there with your favourite Shout FM DJs, Matt Silk from The Breakfast Show, Tim Bodier from The Drive Time Slot, and Francis Neal. Of course, he's just a little bit crazy.
He's mad, isn't he? Should be a great weekend.
Oh, yeah, we got loads of giveaways to give away. Prizes, presents, gifts, goodie bags, winnings, giveaways to win, CDs, T-shirts, goodie bags, money, and, of course, our Shout FM
Big Prize Money Giveaway Game.
Don't forget to listen to this show tomorrow to be in with a chance of big cash money. All you got to do is...
listen in and win.
To win a question and a chance at the big money. The question is this. We keep our listeners not through quality of programs or charismatic presenters, but simply by giving away childish amounts of money, which costs us nothing because our advertisers cover it all through our grossly inflated airtime rates. True or false?
Listen in and win a red-hot £10 note. And if you've got I Love Shout FM tattooed anywhere on your child's face, you could win a tauntingly big £20 note.
Oh, this just in. Neil, temporary contract on your desk is not being renewed round about now. This is apparently due to your cliché voice and style of presenting.
What?
However, over the next few days, chances are you'll pick up some freelance work on the 3 till 6 in the morning slot on any independent station in the country.
Whoa.
And no one will know you've gone, because you all sound the same.
Thanks, Kurt. Here we go then with another overinflated opinion of myself.
From ITN, News at 10, with Trevor McDonald.
Nurses lose out again on public pay round. Rail privatization hits a major new snag.
The ITN Diet Tampax Evening News, read by Trevor McDonald, continues after the film.
Bum. Willy. Sputum. Leg nudity.
Do these words offend you? If they do, then you're probably the sort of narrow-minded person who writes or phones into programs like Right to Reply. Our lines are open now if you want to talk to Channel 4's newly appointed head of violence, John Baker, who will try and explain his point of view patiently to you while you refuse to listen to reasoned argument. Also in the studio is Avril Barwick, who's the founding presidentess of Women Against Pornography. Hello, Avril.
Oh, thank you, not to try and win me over with your disgusting sexual platitudes. In a recent episode of Filthy Countdown on Channel 4, the random selection of letters could have spelt the word buttock. This was before the watershed when children are at their most impressionable. I put it to the head of violence that this kind of peddled pornography is degrading to women, no matter what gender they are.
So, angry words there, John Baker.
Well, I'm aware of the episode to which you refer and can only apologise. This incident slipped past our usual rigorous vetting procedure. The fault was with the manufacturers of the letters that we use on Countdown. They'd shipped an unusually large amount of B's and O's due to a backlog at the warehouse.
It's simple pornography, and there can be no justification.
Please, if you'll just let me finish. This, coupled with an oversight on the part of Carol Vorderman, led to the offending letter combination for which she's received her second written warning. The first being for when she left the letter O out of the beginning of Countdown.
Well, I hope that's answered your query, Mrs. Barwick.
Has it bollocks? I don't pay my license fee just to be able to switch the television off. If I want to make a careful note of each and every reference to a body part, either real or imagined, then I will.
Yes, you are wrong and mad. Next week, we'll be discussing the recent showing of Call My Bluff and the explanation that Sandy Toksvig gave for the word flange grabber.
Grievous Bodily Radio was written by John Holmes and Sandy Hurst. It featured John Holmes, Sandy Hurst, Peter Serafinovich, Al Clark, and Mike Checker. The producer was Phil Bowker. A fatal error has occurred in this application, and this paragraph will be terminated.